Buckle up and settle in for a full hour of automotive mayhem with the real car guy, master technician, Mark Salem, where the only two things we can't fix is a broken heart and the crack of dawn. To talk to Mark, call 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Now, once again, here's Mark.
Rolled out to my Chevrolet. I climbed out up inside. I pulled the choke and I turned the key, but the old girl wouldn't start. She let out a whine so pitiful it nearly broke my heart.
Well, good morning, everybody. 4 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. My name's Mark Salem, and I'm here for the next hour to help you with your car questions and car problems. Really, nothing is out of bounds other than I ask you if you have something that you want to say that's not too nice, just don't say the name of the shop. But we can talk about any problems that you may have or any estimates that you have that you don't understand. Or you'll understand quickly that I'm kind of a guy that's symptom-driven. So when it comes to car repair, symptoms are what's important to me. And then suggested repairs are also, symptoms are also driven. Because I will teach you things like when the shop says I need to clean your intake manifold for $299 or do a top end engine clean, you can say, what symptom will you be repairing that I presently have? So those are the kinds of things that we're going to talk about. But nevertheless, here's how you get a hold of us. You get a hold of us at 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960.
Steve from Tucson is your first caller.
And we're going to take your calls just as quickly as we can. But I also want to remind you that this portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Kurtz Auto Repair. They have years of experience working on both domestic and import cars, both gas and diesel. Kurtz Auto is located at I-17 and Bell Road, and since they've opened in 1992, they've been a member in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. They're located at I-17 and Bell, so we want you to give Kurtz Auto a try, and you'll understand why I recommend Kurtz Auto. All righty, 602-508-0960, and if you're outside the Phoenix metropolitan area, you can dial us on an 888 number, 888-960-9696, 888-960-9696, and I've got some guests here with me, and when did you get out of jail? Huh?
Oh, yeah, right, Mark. You're always pulling that one.
Hey, do you see whose shirt I'm wearing today?
I like that.
Hey.
Nice shirt, dude.
So this is Mike from Mike's Auto. Been in business how long?
24 years here in a couple days.
24 years. 67th yeah. Avenue, just south of Northern.
We're on Belmont, 6844 West Belmont.
Okay.
Just west of 67th on just south of Northern.
Just south of Northern. Okay. Been around a long time. Mm-hmm. And the better half is here with you.
Oh, yeah.
Here I am.
And actually, she's the and when I say the better half, I really do mean the better half.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I heard that it's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
So we're not going to ask you how old you are, but we want you to know, what was it that caused you to get with him? Were you in trouble? Were you sentenced there?
It was his 70 SS Chevelle.
Oh, so she's a car lady.
Oh, no. You know what, though? More than that, it was the boat.
The boat?
The boat.
He had a boat. And you liked skiing and all the water sports?
I love the boat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was our first date.
I met him.
I went with another guy to the lake.
And he was there.
And it was his boat and his Chevelle pulling the boat.
Oh, that's the making of a TV real-life movie.
Yeah, and the battery was dead in the boat.
Yeah.
So I had to take the battery out of the Chevelle while the Chevelle was running. I had my little crescent wrench there. She's watching all this. She goes, God, this guy's got some patience. How does he do it? He's keeping his cool. He's not even getting ticked off.
He's not using any bad words.
No bad words.
He expects that he's got it under control.
Yeah.
So but then you stole your buddy's girlfriend.
It wasn't a boyfriend. It was just a neighbor.
Yeah. Neighbor yeah. guy. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure we knew what we're talking about. Well, listen, you guys, let's take a call because we've got Steve on the line, and this is just like service writing, right? Just like
Absolutely.
Counter, this is like phone calls and stuff like that. Steve, you're up first. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Hi, Steve. Go right ahead.
Oh, hey, Mark. I never miss your show.
Well, thank you.
You know, I got a technical question. I was helping my neighbor, you know, heaving up an automatic transmission under the car, and he bought a used one, and when he put it in, he noticed it wasn't going into gear, so he wanted to, he got a different one. But what I noticed was when I was underneath getting ready to help him put it in, he already had the torque converter installed on the, I guess, the flex wheel or whatever it's called. You know, the plate.
Yeah, the flex
and
plate.
Then he was wondering why he can't get it to go over the, and I told him, I think he's doing it backwards.
Yeah, you got three people in the studio shaking their heads, and their heads are down low, and they're shaking their heads. Mike, why are you shaking your head?
Dude, I think you just... you just told on yourself there. You really made a... Well, it's your neighbor, I guess.
Yeah.
You probably broke the front pump when you're trying to jam that transmission up in there. I could only guess it's probably a Chevy or easy.
Yeah,
and I think he's going to have the same problems when he tries to drive it again. And I told him, I've watched on TV where you have the transmission standing straight up and you have to, you know, hear the three little clicks.
You got to get that converter in there, and you can't... When you know you have it in is when you can't get your hands behind it. You got to spin it some more until you feel it click and drop it.
I have an old truck where it even gives you a measurement to make sure. But I just wanted to make sure because I guess I'll be helping him again pretty
soon.
Did
he crack the bell housing when he tried to tighten up the bolts?
Well, the last time I seen him, he had a big old pry bar and he was trying.
Well, he's doing it backwards. And I think it's a nice way to suggest... hey, listen, let's do that. Let's put it on its tail. Let's spin that converter. When we hook it up and get it to the bell housing, you'll know you're okay if you have to slide the converter forward an eighth of an inch or so to bolt it to the flex plate. That's the appropriate way. But he just wiped out the pump on the first one.
Just toasted that pump.
And I always mark at least one hole when I'm taking it out to make sure I put it back in the same place.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to or not. But.
Do you do that, Mike? Do you spot the
converter?
If we're putting
the same transmission back in, we'll do it, because sometimes they're balanced at the factory, and that can cause you a problem. It's a good idea.
But on a rebuilt with a new converter, you got no starting point.
No, you just hope that's right.
Kathy?
Well, I appreciate your help, guys.
Are we on the right track, Kathy?
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. We've got open lines available. And, Kathy, you've got something that you want to talk about. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, at Mike's Auto Tech, you know, for women, well, for everyone, knowledge is power. And sometimes when it comes to being a woman, taking your vehicle in for service, you know, you feel like you have little of either power or knowledge. That's why Mike's Auto Tech, our shop, like we said, we're at 67th Avenue in Northern, is partnering with AC Delco Automotive Parts to bring you a woman's car care seminar.
Okay.
It's happening on March 10th at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Lunch is provided.
Okay.
You're going to learn about regular maintenance, what's causing that clicking noise, how to recognize other problems before it's too late. And it's going to be all in a relaxed, confidence-boosting environment. To find out more, you can call our shop at Mike's Auto Tech, 602-979-2653.
That's 623.
623. Whoops.
Used to be 602. That was our old house number a time ago.
Okay, so 602.
No, 623.
I'm sorry, 623. Give it to me again.
623-979-2653.
Okay, and this is going to be something like you're going to teach it?
Actually, we're going to, I'm going to teach a little bit of it. We're going to break into small groups, and actually we're going to have, we've got a real old car there. We've got a brand new car there, and we're going to teach a lot about how to look at your car, how to know, how to ask the right questions and know whether the shop you're going to is being honest with you or not.
Okay. I think, I applaud you for this, because these are typically well attended. It's important to be in a non-conflict environment. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to help you understand what parts look like. So
right.
Tell me the last part you replaced, and I'll show you where it's at. Oh, that's why it costs $600 to dig that thing out of there.
Right.
Stuff
and
like
I
that.
Know when we have especially ladies come to our shop, my favorite part was the exit interview, basically, is where you show them the parts and you get out a diagram and say, see, this is what happens when you push the brake. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening, and this is why we had to replace this part. This is why this part wears out.
Okay.
And explain, and that's what we're going to go through, is explain how the different systems on your car operate, what they do, what they're for.
Okay. And I like how you call it an exit interview. I want those old parts up on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And I want even a new pad there.
I have that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this is what your pad looks like. This is what the exact pad we put on. And this it doesn't take a genius to see the difference.
Right, right, exactly.
And you know, now you're at the front counter at Mike's.
Not so much anymore, but for years and years, yes.
Okay, are you
I have
answering
another
the phone?
Job now.
Okay,
no.
Okay, all right. I know the women here, which is Nancy, Andy, and Renee, what gripes them is when somebody calls and wants to talk to a man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so how do you handle that?
You know, I've said that for a long time. Being a woman, and of course, we started 24 years ago.
Yeah.
So being a woman in this profession, a lot of times, I know the guys are just, like the gentleman that called, the neighbor, they're going about it completely wrong, but being a woman, you can't insult their intelligence.
Yeah.
You have to put it to them delicately. And what I usually say is, well, I'm not sure, however, and, you know, bring it in, let the experts look at it. But, yeah, a few times I've known the answer and been, there's a few that I've told, but.
Well, you know, I call those guys leather loafer silk socks guys, okay? They all got leather loafers and silk socks, which of which you and I never, we've never worn that.
Right.
And they come in, and if the lobby's full of people, especially if there's a pretty girl there, then they're going to tell everybody about their how they're a master tech.
Mm-hmm. On their Jaguar.
On their Jaguar. And they've rebuilt motors in high school on the Jaguar.
Yeah, V12.
And a V12, too. And they added fuel injection and a supercharger to it. So it's those kinds of guys, and we make them sign the ticket. You want me to put a starter in this? You know it's a six-hour starter. But you want me to put it in? Yes, I do. Okay, we're going to do that. Sign here because there's no guarantee. Yeah. We're skipping the diagnostic process, and I'm not going to pay for your bad diagnostic.
Yeah.
So if this starter doesn't fix it and it turns out to be the clutch switch, you're out a lot of money.
Yeah, I happen to have a V12 Jaguar, and I take those guys outside, and they don't even know how to open the hood.
Yeah. Mike. All righty, when we come back, we're going to take calls, and I'm sorry, I've got one holding. It's going to be the first one on the other side. My name's Mark Salem, and this is the Patriot 960. We'll be right back in just a minute. Hi, I'm Mark.
The mechanic raised up from under my hood, and he shook his head and said, this ain't good. Timing belt's done shrunk, one size too small.
You like my music?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Good choice.
You know, you got to have something that has to do with the business and stuff. All right, Larry, we passed you up the last time. So, Larry, let me take care of your problem now. How are you today, and what can we do to help you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
So, I'm not really a car guy, so bear with me if I describe this wrong.
No problem.
But I've got a coolant leak in my 2000 old Zolero, and the mechanic can't seem to find the where it's coming from, so I think it's going into the engine.
Okay.
And I was buying some more coolant to kind of nurse this along, and the guy at the auto parts store said that you could try some block seal. And I didn't know if it would even work, but I didn't know if it didn't work, if it would actually do more harm than good.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If the coolant is getting in your oil, your oil's going to have a real brown, more milkshake kind of looking, and rather than the brown that you would typically see, or the, you know what I mean?
It's like a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, yeah. And some of those can do a lot of damage if, in fact, it is getting in the coolant.
Yeah, you really need to diagnose it first.
Yeah,
and I can't imagine. Hey, Mike, is that hard to find out where a coolant leak is?
It doesn't take a lot of intelligence on that one. Yeah. You just got to do a pressure test
Yeah, I was going to say, did he do a pressure test to try to find it?
Yeah, they did a pressure test.
Okay, did they do a block leak down test? That's probably yeah. a long ways
away.
From, yeah.
If all else fails, you're going to be doing a leak down test to determine if you got a blown head gasket. That's going to be the most reliable way to determine you got a blown head gasket.
Well, I got one other way.
Well,
I got one other way. How about this? Every time I start my car first thing in the morning, it misses for the first minute or two.
And you got that fruity smell we talked about a couple years ago, huh?
and what
we
we're
still get comments about that one.
I'll tell you the joke in a minute. But Larry, what we're talking about is if you have an internal engine leak, it's either going to be into the cylinders or into the oil, right?
Right.
Okay. If that coolant leaks into the cylinders, then when you park the car at night, it's got pressure in it, so it's going to force some water into one or more cylinders. When you start it the next morning, it's going to run like dog, you know. Yeah. It's going to run bad. And so you'll say, oh, it runs really bad for the first block or two, and then all of a sudden it miraculously idles great, and I'm consuming water all the time. That's a good sign. At that point, Mike and I are going to do a block test. Plus, we're going to pull all the spark plugs out of it. We're going to pressure test it, let it sit for 30 minutes, and we're going to crank it over while our wives stand on either side of the fender.
Because that it will come right out of those cylinders. Yeah. We had one in our shop one time, and you took the spark plug out, and it was like you turned the hose on full blast, just right over the fender.
Oh, and it goes. It'll go 30, 40 feet.
Oh, easy, yeah.
And so, and now, and sometimes it doesn't, but you'll still see steam, you'll still see water, mm-hmm. or you'll see some rust on the spark yeah. plug. So, it's important. I if you don't have those symptoms, if you don't have a chocolate milkshake, if your oil doesn't look like a chocolate milkshake or a dirty chocolate milkshake, if you don't have a problem running in the morning, and if you're not consuming water on a regular basis, then it could be a heater core. You might touch the – what do you do to check a heater core?
Well, you're going to have to pressurize it, and you got to play a little detective – do some detective work and get it up under the dash and look around and mm-hmm. pull the carpet back.
Yep. Why do you pull the carpet back?
Because it could be running under the carpet and draining out your floor pan, and if there's a drain, some cars have.
Perfect.
And if it is the heater core in the morning, the passenger side, you're going to get a little bit more what
it might
looks
get
like
a mist out of the vents or a foggy window windshield on the inside.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is a foggy windshield.
It could
on
also
the
be draining out the evaporator drain, because the heater core and evaporator sit in the same box up under the dash.
So if you had the car and you had it up on the rack and you reached up and you kind of milked that mm-hmm. evaporator drain and you had green coolant in it, you'd know.
Yeah.
Okay. So Larry, the bottom line – oh, and by the way, this kind of work is going to be between – I mean, if we start pulling spark plugs and doing block tests, you're $50 to $100 depending on four-cylinder, six-cylinder, V8, diesel, right. all that other stuff. But a pressure test, I don't know how long he left it on there, but you got to leave it on for a while.
I'll add a couple things, Mark. Pressure test, it's important to do that when the engine's completely cooled down. If we can't find the leak, we'd ask our customer to maybe leave it at the shop overnight, and we'll leave the tester on it overnight and put mm-hmm. some clean paper on the floor. If we can't find any external leaks, then we're going to go start looking for internal problems.
Yeah.
And then there's one other way we do a block test. My dad showed me an old school trick years ago. You put shop air into the cylinders and just bump the starter over and watch your coolant level, and it'll shoot out the radiator, and that will find them.
That's, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. But these are the kinds of things that, now, on a 1 to 10 scale, with 10 being the most difficult thing that you and I have to deal with every day, this finding a coolant leak is what?
It's like two.
A two.
Yeah.
I was thinking a two.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's a one.
So Larry, we're on your side on this. We just think there needs to be more work done. Now, if you're looking for a good shop.
And don't forget that radiator cap. Test that
that's
thing.
Exactly that's, what I was going to say.
Like
because
the one thing a lot of people overlook.
In order to do the pressure test, they've got to. That's what they do. They plug right into your radiator where your radiator cap goes. Radiator cap is bad, that pressure test isn't going to do it.
And it's going to cause the radiator cap to leak when you're driving down the road and you're not going to see it. And so his pressure test is good, but the cap during the pressure test is on the workbench or on the air cleaner.
Yep.
Have you ever left a cap on the hood or the air cleaner and then you slam the hood and dent the hood?
Oh, geez. Yeah, don't remind me of those.
Who hasn't done that?
We all have a story. All lots of them.
The joke was, is last time Mike was here on the show with us, he was telling us that when he went out to the drag races, he was sniffing the exhaust on the hot rods because they all smelled tutti frutti or grape or whatever. And I made terrible fun of him about sniffing people's exhaust. And so I'm going to tell you the story. Right. We went to the distributor, mm-hmm. and we bought all of them.
You bought all the different flavors?
All the different nice. Flavors. The one that we've had the most fun with is the marijuana soda.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's a little bitty bottle. I don't know, $7, $8.
You're
we sell them at cost.
You're kidding me.
And the marijuana one, you go out with a bunch of dudes, and you're riding your quad, okay? And while one of them's not looking, you put inside of his tank. And then everybody's going like this.
Yeah.
It smells just like grape. It smells just like oranges. Yeah. What are some other ones?
Oh, there's Tutti Frutti. There's strawberry. There's banana. There's chocolate.
Yeah.
And vanilla.
The banana one.
Yeah. I love the grape, though, because like, every time I go out in the garage, and it smells like grapes out here because I had it in my Nova.
Exactly. And it doesn't work on anything with a catalytic converter, but anything without a catalytic converter, it works great on. And we bought cases of that stuff. And we gave it to we gave it away. We sold the bottles for whatever our cost was. But the marijuana one, you get a bunch of older guys, and they're looking at the younger guys going, hey, quit that. And so, but Mike, for all of you that want to know, Mike's Auto Tech, 67th Avenue, just south of Northern, he is a professional exhaust sniffer. want to go by his shop and ask him to smell your exhaust.
When my five gas is broke, I just go behind the car and I can tell if it's burning clean or not. And nine times out of ten, I'm right. And we had this conversation, and it ended off in this whole tangent about something I said. I said a word that I shouldn't have, like fruity.
Yeah, fruity tooty.
And it started a big
old... I knew you'd hear about that for years. I knew you'd hear about it. All right, folks, 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. The lines are wide open. So if you want to ask us a car question, go ahead. If you want to ask us if you want to buy some of this gas treatment that makes the gas smell like marijuana, we can handle that as well. Or if you're outside the Phoenix metropolitan area, 888-960-9696. And the reason why all those numbers are there is because this is 960 The Patriot. Hey, Mark, say.
The mechanic raised up from under my hood and he shook his head and said, this ain't good. The timing belt's done shrunk one size too small. No spark plug wires are a little too long, and your main prod spawner's nearly gone. Your injector ports are stripped, and that ain't all.
Well, we know for sure your injector ports aren't stripped, because I don't know.
Unless it's a diesel.
Yeah, would be the only one I could think of. All right, Mike and Kathy Draskovic from Mike's Auto Tech, 67th Avenue, just south of Northern. I'm your host, Mark Salem, and this portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Quality Transmission. If you have an issue with a transmission, Bob or Greg at Quality is who you need to call. They have many, many years of experience. They don't guess with your money, and they know how to repair transmissions. Quality Transmission is located on Tempe on McClintock, just north of University. No matter where you live, they're worth the drive. I'm really proud to recommend Quality Transmission. And folks, if you have a good shop now, stay there. But if you're looking for a good shop, go to marksalem.com, click on Best Car Repair Shops in Phoenix, and here's what I'm going to tell you. I've got it written in my website that if you have a problem with one of my shops and the Better Business Bureau tells the shop to make a refund or repair your car and the shop doesn't, I will, up to $5,000. And that's never happened, and that's because only the best make this list. Only one out of every 40 applicants makes this list. So these men and women are going to be there for you, and they know the difference between right and wrong, and I've got a dispute resolution process that's from the Better Business Bureau. I'm not involved in that at all. You go in and you go through the Auto Advisor Committee, and then you go into arbitration. If the shop loses there, the shop has to perform. And frankly, we've never been to arbitration in 20 years. Not in 20 years. Okay, tell me about the last four or five hot rods you've been working on.
Oh, this week we had a 32 Ford five-window coupe over there.
Okay.
I actually worked on it.
What'd you do? They let you change the oil?
Change the alternator out. I took it off and fixed it. It wasn't charged and had a bad rotor. How many times have you seen that, Mark?
Well, let me ask you a question. A 32 Ford didn't come with an alternator.
Oh, yeah. Well, it has a little Chevy motor in there.
Okay.
And we've done some enhancements on it.
I love when you say that, though, because people with Fords, they wear weird underwear, first of all. Usually they have a string up the back or something like that. But I'm telling you.
I don't even want to know how he knows that.
Oh, no.
People with Fords, but they put Chevy engines in their hot rods.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand that. If Chevy's such a bad word, then why? Give us our motors back.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Any other cars?
We have a 34 Ford Coupe.
Okay.
Came from Barrett Jackson.
Okay.
We just worked on a 70 Chevelle SS454 four-speed. It came from Barrett Jackson.
What'd you do to that?
We did a bunch of work on it, got it all cleaned up, and showed extreme detailed it, and helped the guy sell it.
All right, was this a cosmetic kind of a
mostly
redo?
Cosmetic.
How much did he get for?
Not enough. He gave it away at like $23,500.
No kidding.
And he paid probably more than double that. And he cried a little. His wife cried a little. But you know, it's just the times we're living in. It was a very nice car. It was a legit and. We found the doggone build sheet in the glove box, and I had been asking him for it for weeks and weeks, and I finally found it, and it was a real SS car come from Scottsdale.
If you run across another one of those, one of my heartaches has been in the 80s, just after my kid got to be 16, I sold both my Chevelles.
I remember. I tried to buy one.
Yeah.
One of yours.
Yeah.
And I had, you remember, I had the hot rod one,
yeah.
But both of them were 396, both of them were four speeds, both of them had air, power steering, and one of them even had a tilt wheel.
Yeah.
But I'd like to get another one. So
well,
if you run across one,
I should have called you. This one was very, very nice.
I would have liked that.
And it went to a good home. The guy was a real car dude. I delivered it over in Scottsdale, North Scottsdale, and he showed me some of the cars he used to have. He must have had $1 million worth of cars in his garage at one time. He went to a deserving home.
So will you take drum brakes off of an old car and put disc on?
Yeah, there's some awesome kits out there for these old cars. You can enhance the suspension and the steering, and you can put AC and heat in them. We've done a lot of those vintage air systems where you yank everything out and put AC, heat, defrost, and it's all modern, all electronic, really cool, fits right in.
But yet it still looks original.
Oh, yeah.
They make them so that, you know, you've still got the originality of the vehicle, but modern convenience and reliability.
You can update the gauges on them. There's so many things, cooling systems and aluminum radiators and all kind of bolt-on parts. And
Well, what about fabricating a cross member for somebody?
We have
to change the tranny.
Yeah, right now we're doing a 93 Chevy van V6 to V8 conversion. The guy just loves his van.
Okay.
And we went on a trip to San Diego together to the Woody Show in September, and he was driving my Tahoe. He goes, "Man, this thing's got some power." I said, "I can make your van run like this." He goes, "Really? Well, how do we do that?" I said, "Well, we'll just put a V8 in, take the 3.6 out, and can we do that?" And so one thing led to another. Here we are doing it.
Yeah.
It was kind of a challenge. We had to round up all kinds of rare stuff, like the motor mounts, brackets.
Yeah.
And we had to get a different manifold, we had to upgrade the injectors and computer, and it was fun.
All right.
We're not quite done yet.
602-508-0960, 602-508-0960, if you'd like to join the conversation. If you have a car question, Mike can answer the old car stuff. I can handle some of the new car stuff, and then...
I can answer the easy stuff.
And Kathy will keep us clean. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. 44 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. If you'd like to join us, any question is okay. You can ask us all kinds of questions, and if you can't, then we're going to make up some questions of our own. I've got Mike and Kathy Draskovic from Mike's Auto Tech, 67th Avenue, just south of Northern. Mike not only does oil changes and all that other kind of stuff, the other thing that Mike's does really well is the old cars. So if you've got an old car, and I want to tell you in advance that there's nothing quick about an old car.
No.
It's because of parts. Let me ask you this. What percentage of your time with an old car is spent chasing parts?
It varies.
80.
Depending
on, 80.
Yeah, that's a good number, 80%. Yeah.
Now, is that billable time?
No, that's the time I invest. Like,
we've got no choice.
We're surfing the internet. We're calling, and I'm talking to people all over the country. I was looking for some parts for a 41 Ford yesterday that I've got down there, and I'm talking to somebody in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And,
It's that's the hardest part, and it's unbillable time.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do that work. Yeah. And I tell folks when we do the old cars, I say, if you want to bring your parts, you want to do it, be our parts guy, that's fine. It's going to double the time the car's here, but we're going to wait on you. Yeah. This portion of On the Hood is brought to you by Larry Harker's Auto Repair. They're at full service, family-owned auto repair shop at 38th Avenue and Indian School. Larry Harker's Auto is a trusted name for quality, affordable automotive service and maintenance in the Phoenix area. If you live south of Indian School and west of I-17, Larry Harker handles that area really, really well. And he is at 38th Avenue and Indian School. So and next time you drive by 38th Avenue and you're going to look for Larry Harker's. And if you live in that area and you don't already have a shop you love, Larry Harker's could very well be the one. When it comes to callers, let's go to Bob. Bob, how are you today? What can we do for you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have an 02 Chevy Blazer. And how often do you think I should replace the PCD valve? And what symptoms will I get if it's faulty?
The PCV valve is typically replaced at a tune-up at our shop when we do plugs and wires, your regular, say, every 30,000-mile maintenance.
Yep, yep.
Symptom-wise, they very rarely go bad. Sometimes they'll break and you'll have a vacuum leak or they'll rattle, but I've only maybe seen a handful of times where they've gotten clogged up or something.
Yeah. Here's what I think. I think you're going to go along with me. If all of a sudden I see oil leaks that I didn't have before, then that vacuum system isn't working anymore.
Right.
Now, it's true. Do you agree with this, that shaking it tells you nothing other than it shakes?
No. What it is, it's a crankcase called positive crankcase ventilation, and it's an emission control device that was put on in the early 60s, started showing up in the early 60s, and it lets your crankcase breathe and burn off the excess fuel vapors. And it's nothing more than an emission control device, but on the same terms, it's a calibrated vacuum leak, so it's very important to use the OEM PCV. Just don't go down and buy any old one and throw it in there. I don't recommend that.
Okay, and what it is, Bob, is on in your 92 Blazer, you're probably going to have a vented line coming off the passenger side valve cover that comes through the air filter. So we have clean air going into the air filter. From there, it goes into the passenger side of the engine. We have a vacuum cleaner on the driver's side of the engine. So as that fresh air comes in, it picks up all that unburnt fuel inside the crankcase. It goes over to the vacuum cleaner on the driver's side, and then it introduces that air that's charged with fuel to the back of your air intake, and then that way you burn that. And what you're doing is you're vacuuming out your motor. When the PCV valve sticks or goes bad, typically, instead of having 1 inch of vacuum, you'll have 2 or 3 pounds of pressure, and then you're going to see oil leaks. Sometimes we fix oil leaks by just replacing the PCV valve, or if the PCV valve has no suck, Mike, what's wrong with it now?
Well, you got a blockage.
A port carboned up.
Carboned up, or the hose has collapsed somewhere. Or
exactly.
Or something.
All right, you know what we did the other day? Hey, Bob, did that answer your question?
When I buy a new one and I shake it, it just rattles. That doesn't mean anything, though.
Doesn't mean a thing. No. What it is like Mike said, it's a calibrated gate with a spring on top of it. And as the vacuum opens the gate, it opens, and then that smog, that air that's got a whole bunch of fuel in it is sucked back in through the engine. It does not cause you 1/100th of a horsepower like an old air pump would.
Right, right.
It has nothing to do with performance. It has everything to do with let's like a second carburetor. It gives you a second source of fuel. So, yeah, shaking it doesn't mean anything. You shake it, because if it doesn't shake, then it's bad.
Yeah, it's stuck.
It's stuck, but no.
Stuck open or stuck closed.
Yeah. The other day we had a Dodge diesel in, and it has a front timing cover on that thing that's 28 hours.
Oh my goodness!
To get this thing off, and we had this little bitty leak right where the timing cover met the front of the block.
Hmm.
Did your dad ever teach you how to fix those?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah. Well, you just
up next is Roger. Roger from Payson.
You find a vacuum source. It could be another car. It could be a little hand bench vacuum pump. And put that engine in a vacuum. And then get some silicone and just let it draw it in there.
That's exactly right.
You got to have it clean, though. And just let it draw it in there and then slowly take the vacuum away until you got a nice bead. let that baby sit for a good 24 hours. And
here's what you don't do, though. You don't do that through the dipstick tube, okay? And it's full of oil,
oh,
because all you're going to do is suck oil out of it.
Oh, no.
But that's what happened to us. But one, I remember, and you got that from an old guy with gray hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so we took a vacuum pump, and we attached it to the dipstick tube, and we blocked the valve cover.
Yeah.
And then we pulled a vacuum on it, and like you said, a little brake clean.
Yeah.
And then we tabbed that. And we did like three layers.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can't just stick a caulk gun in that hole and start pumping silicone in there.
No.
So we did that, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
But it's oiled. It's not under oil pressure. It's just, it's a leak.
Yeah.
So we're sealing the leak. That was good. Okay, Roger, you're up next. Roger, how can we help you today?
Hi, you guys. I appreciate your show very much. I think I have the right station. Is the only car station I've listened to today.
Okay.
But I believe somebody mentioned the name of KellyClark.com.
That Kelly Clark is, Kelly Clark himself has two of his shops on our website, and he is one of our best car repair shops in Phoenix.
And also, I think he was the one that you mentioned does work on large motorhomes.
He does. Kelly, up on the 40th and Bell Road, place for sure. Now, the 12th Street in Glendale, I don't know, but the 40th and Bell does motorhome service. 40th Street and Bell. Now, where are you at?
I'm in Payson.
Oh. Well, if you want to call Mark Combs, he's up on, Mark Combs is up on Pinnacle Peak and Scottsdale Road. You could come down the 87.
Uh-huh.
And then hop over on Shea and then go north. He's a good one. Kelly Clark is good. He's at 40th and Bell. You'd come on over to the 101 up, and then you'd come down 40th Street. As you came into town, there's a couple of places in Mesa. Thompson's Auto Repair and Jerry's Auto Service, they both can handle the what are you looking for on your motorhome? What do you want to have done?
Well, what a... I'm not sure what all it needs, but it has been run for quite some time, and it's a diesel.
Okay.
And I understand I'm not a big diesel person, but I bought it kind of on a whim, which was a mistake.
Okay.
And but it was a good quality motorhome, probably the best built. The new ones are about $1.25 million dollars, and obviously, I didn't pay that much because I'm not a millionaire.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's an 89.
Okay.
Old. And anyway, I don't know how much money to put into it to sell it because I need to get rid of it. I just paid it off.
Okay, I can answer that.
Okay.
All right, Mike. He needs to change the oil filter. He needs to have it fully serviced and lubed. He needs to have all the tires aired up.
Right.
He needs to have the batteries cleaned and checked.
Yep.
He needs to make sure that when you're going to show it to sell it, your water tank's full so people know that it holds water
and the
pump works. And then they can fire up the water heater. They can fire up, they can flush the toilet, do all that kind of stuff. But really and truly, any really bad symptoms driving it down the highway at 60, 70 miles an hour, those need to be addressed. But if it's a nice, smooth driver, then stop. But if it's fully serviced, the tires are all aired up, and it's full of, you don't have to fill it up with fuel, but full of water, then that's how I would sell it. And I'm a motorhome guy. I've been a motorhome guy all my life.
Yeah, we have too.
Oh, great.
So you bring it into town. And there's guys up there in Payson.
Well, the trouble is I haven't spoken to anybody yet that I really trust with diesels.
All right.
Do you have anybody that you can recommend in Payson? It's a Detroit engine with a 475 horse.
No. We have a ranch up in Star Valley, but I don't know enough about the guys up there to refer them. And obviously, it's risk and reward. If I refer somebody and it turns out really ugly, I'm in big trouble. So I don't have anybody. But if you come down to town, then go to MarkSalem.com. It tells you about all the shops: Mesa, Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Westside, Goodyear, Avondale, and you can find somebody. Then you call them and say, "Can you service my motorhome?" And I would say that 90% of our shops would take a motorhome in for a good service. There's no problem there. Your service, your oil change, is going to be somewhere between $80 and $150 because that Detroit's going to take a whole lot of oil. But there's nothing. There's no difficulty on that. Well, thank you very much, Roger. And I wanted to also tell you something about a body shop. The frame and the unibody structure integrity of your vehicle is as important to your car as the foundation is to your home. Phoenix Body Works uses the finest frame and unibody measuring equipment in the auto body industry. That's important information to get your car repaired after an accident. I've seen a lot of vehicles come into our shop with bent frames, and obviously they weren't repaired correctly. Phoenix Body Works is up north. They will make sure your car is put back together the right way, on time, affordable price, with quality parts. They're hassle-free. The insurance companies work well with Phoenix Body Works, and they work well with them. They know how to work on your car. So they're located a half mile north of Deer Valley on 19th Avenue. So just figure Deer Valley and I-17. If you need some body work or just a new paint job, contact Phoenix Body Works, 623-582-1434. I-17 and Deer Valley, just east. Well, Mike and Kathy, thank you very much for spending your Saturday with me.
Thanks for having us.
Kathy?
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And don't forget, if you need more information about the Ladies Clinic at Mike's Auto Tech, then send me an email at marksalem.com, and I will give you all the information. March 10th, 9 to 12 at 6840 West Belmont, which is northern. Is it northern?
1 minute.
Just south of northern.
Just south of northern. All righty. One last thing. There's a great guy in Mesa we just talked about, Thompson's Auto Repair and Towing, located on the south side of Main Street, just east of Stapley. Thompson's been in business since 1970. They're a AAA approved shop, an ASC ASC Blue Seal shop, a AAA shop, and a NAPA certified car center. So don't forget. And he's a good guy because just like Mike and just like Kathy, Brian and Thelma. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you guys how many people that's on our list has a husband and wife kind of combination, and it works really well. Except when they tell us what to do. You know what I mean? That's not good. All righty. And one other thing, if you're out shopping around and you're looking at your car, here's two questions you can ask them. Is this a guess or a fix? And look them in the eye when you do. And last but not least, get your old parts back so that you know what bad ones look like. And if they don't have your parts, you insist that they give them to you. On behalf of Mike and Kathy, I'll see you next week right here on 960 The Patriot. And folks, if you have a good repair shop, I want to insist that you stay there. A good repair shop is somebody who treats you really good, somebody maybe you've had a problem with before so that you understand how they handle their customers, somebody who looked you in the eye and said, "We made a mistake and we'll take care of it." Those are the kinds of shops you want. My list of shops has been around long before any of the rest of those guys out there. We started in 1988. We don't lose any shops. We have lots of people that apply, but we have strict, strict rules. You have to be in business for 5 years. That knocks out half of them. But the idea is I'm promising you, I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to have a good relationship. Nobody else does that. Nobody promises to fix your car or repair your car if the shop doesn't, if the Better Business Bureau tells them what to do. That's an important consideration. I'll see you next Saturday right here at 11 o'clock.